بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت خليلي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: تبلغ الحلية من المؤمن حيث يبلغ الوضوء. رواه مسلم. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator, and he says that I heard from my Khalil, my very close and my beloved friend, Khalilullah. We have heard the term اتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا. Allah Ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salam his Khalil. In the hadith we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Ta'ala made him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Khalil. Khalil, in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describes a very special and a close and affectionate relationship that in Quran and Hadith seems to be reserved for Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, in normal terminology, it is also used as a term of affection, close association and relationship. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu uses in reference to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard from my beloved associate and friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَبْلُغُ الْحِلْيَةُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Jewelry will reach that portion of the body of a believer, حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ الْوُضُوء, to the extent that the water of his wudu reaches. This riwayat is in Muslim Sharif. The commentators of hadith says it refers to the verses in the Quran, many places in the Quran, when Allah Ta'ala describes Jannat. Allah Ta'ala mentions one of the ni'mats and bounties of Jannat to be jewelry, bracelets, bangles, tiaras, crowns, etc. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحُلُّ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. Elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤَ. They will be given to wear, they will be decorated therein with bracelets made out of, the first verse I recited, فِضَّة, out of silver. In the other verse, ذهب, gold, لؤلؤ, emeralds and pearls. So generally, the jewelry of Jannat is described to be made from these three things: gold, silver and pearls or emeralds. However, in reality, what is in Jannat is even greater than this. Gold, silver, pearls, this is used, ulama explained, because we can relate to this. When we are told about jewelry, this is what we think about. But Jannat, one is the gold, silver and pearls of dunya. What is in Jannat? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَّا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah says, no one really knows what we have kept for you in Jannat, things that will please you and cool your eyes, etc. So gold and silver, just for our understanding, what is in Jannat is far greater than that. That is why we find in the riwayat is mentioned that one in the intertwined in the hair of the maiden of Jannat will be pearls. One pearl is more valuable than all the jewelry of the world put together. So this is another great virtue. When you are making wudu, you should keep this in mind as you are washing. You're not just washing. What you are doing is you are actually putting on the jewelry of Jannat, according to this hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just to recap and reiterate, said, I heard my beloved friend sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the jewelry of Jannat, which Allah has promised you, you will be made to wear bracelets of gold, of silver, of pearls, etc., that will reach حَيْثُ يَبْلُغُ الْوُضُوء, to the point where your wudu water reaches. To that extent, Allah Ta'ala will drape you in the jewelry and the bracelets of Jannat. وَعَنْ عُثْمَانِ ibn عَفَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءِ خرجت خطاياه من جسده حتى تخرج من تحت أظفاره رواه مسلم. Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who makes wudu and then this term, we find in this hadith, and we find this term in other ahadith also, sometimes with the expression ahsan al wudu and sometimes with the expression asbagh al wudu. Also we find the same term in hadith terminology referring to salah also. Two rakat salah, ahsana and asbagha. What they mean is, don't just go through the rituals and motions. Beautify your action. Present it in the best possible manner. Strive for excellence. In dunya we understand this. People are striving for excellence. We don't like things to stay the same. Our furniture at home, we want the best. Clothing, we want the best. Everything in life. Always trying to make it better and better and better. Unfortunately, many of us, when it comes to our deen, it's like they say, there's the expression, chalte ke naam gari. And kar liya, I did it. How you did it? Did you beautify it? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that person who made wudu, fa'ahsan al wudu, make it best. Beautify your wudu. Face the Qibla. Sit down. Say Bismillah before you start. Read the dua. Instead of washing just once, wash three times. Each limb. Be conscious of what you are doing. This is what we call ihsan al wudu and isbagh al wudu. Beautification, perfection of the amal that we are doing. What is Allah giving you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kharajat khatayahu min jasadihi. Your sins leave your body. Your sins leave your body to the extent, to such an extent that even the sins from underneath your fingernails will leave your body. This is literal translation of the hadith. What it means, sins from underneath your fingernails, this is what we call mubalagha, in other words, emphasis. That be convinced, Allah is not just purifying you externally through this wuzu. You are gaining internal purification. You are preparing yourself to present yourself in the court of Allah. So Allah wants to wash your sins away before you stand in the court of Allah Ta'ala, before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So very, very effective tool and means of maghfirat, forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as we see in this hadith and the few ahadith after that. This theme being reiterated over and over again. However, there is one caveat, one condition. We find in one hadith it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man dhakara Allah awwala wudu'ihi, man dhakara Allah awwala wudu'ihi, tahhara bihi jasadahu kullahu." That person who remembers Allah, in other words, says Bismillah. That person who said Bismillah before he started his wuzu, then his whole body is purified. His whole body is purified. Wa illam yadhkurillah lam yutahhir illa mawdi' al-wudu. If he doesn't remember Allah, in other words, he doesn't start his wuzu with Bismillah, then only the limbs of the wudu will get washed. So this virtue, all our sins getting forgiven, complete purification condition, is to make Allah's zikr before you start the wuzu. In other words, read Bismillah. And as I mentioned, ihsan al-wudu, face the Qibla, etc. Because we have to understand, wudu is a great ibadat. It's Allah's command. We heard the verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha kumtum ila salati faghsilu wujuh. Allah has commanded you directly in the Quran, O people of Iman, perform wudu before you make salah. So it's Allah's command. And with every one of Allah's commands, for it to be discharged correctly, it has to be ala tariqatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carried out according to the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And already, if you have to recap, one is the limbs of your body that are washed in wudu will shine on the day of judgment. Nabi sallallahu alaihi will recognize you because of that. You will be distinguished from the rest of humanity. Secondly, we see in this hadith, Allah is washing away your sins to the extent that Rasulullah said, even the sins underneath your fingernails will be cleansed as a result of wudu. When Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu qal, Ra'itu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawadda'a mithla wudu'i hadha. This is a short hadith, but I'm stopping at this point because obviously time constraints. Because there's a few very important lessons that we can learn from this hadith. One is the importance of teaching. What we learn, make tabligh, make ta'aleem, teach it. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the portion of this hadith that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, that Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu doesn't just mention the virtue of wuzu. I saw Rasulullah, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you make wuzu, this is what Allah will give you. This hadith, he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wuzu, tawadda'a. Mithla wudu'i hadha, exactly like how I am showing you I am making wudu. So what this means? It means Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically taught Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu how to make wuzu. So if you and I, for example, our children at home, all going out in the path of Allah ta'ala, sit with one new sati, sit at the place of wudu, with this intention, that teach that person how to make wudu according to sunnah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Osman. And then Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu practically demonstrated the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we find in the Bukhari Sharif hadith of Osman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu tawadda'a. That one day Osman made wuzu. How did he make wuzu? غَسَلَ كَفَّيْهِ. First he washed his hands, ثَلَاثًا, three times. وَتَمَضْمَضَ وَاسْتَنْشَقَّ ثَلَاثًا ثَلَاثَ غُرَفَاتٍ. He gargled his mouth three times. Then he put water into his nose three times. In other words, took water one time, second time, third time. Now this, Usman radiallahu anhu practically demonstrated. وَغَسَّلَ وَجْهَهُ ثَلَاثًا. Then he washed his face three times. وَغَسَّلَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ ثَلَاثًا. Then he washed his hands up to his elbows, including his elbows, three times. وَمَسَّحَ رَأْسَهُ بِيَدَيْهِ. Then he passed his wet hand over his head. فَأَقْبَلَ بِهِمَا وَأَدْبَرَ. He moved it backwards and forwards over his head. Practically, Usman radiallahu anhu practically showed someone this. وَمَسَحَ أُذُنَيْهِ. Then he placed his wet hands in his ears. وَغَسَلَ رِجْلَيْهِ ثَلَاثًا إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. And then he washed his both feet up to and including the ankles. And then what did Usman say? رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تَوَدَّعَ مِثْلَ وُضُوءِ هَذَا. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wuzu exactly like how I have shown you how to make wudu. Such beautiful lessons we learn, important, that we talk of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talk of emulating. This is how you're supposed to emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us have practically shown wudu to anybody? How many of us unfortunately even know ourselves how to make wudu? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn, practically used to show sahaba. And Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to keep the sunnah alive, he demonstrates the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then goes on. After having demonstrated what Allah give you, he says the words of the hadith, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making wudu exactly like this wudu that I have made. And then, like I said, Because of time constraints, inshallah we'll complete the hadith.